Hello, this is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I was following up regarding the account and the past due payment. I know you were wanting to have some time to talk about what we're doing.
Yeah, let's do that first because I have already hired a few different SEO companies, and I get emails almost every day. I don't know if I really see any value in this because I went on sabbatical 3 years ago because I had so much work. And, I signed up, like I said, when I signed up for Yelp and then Angie, all the calls I was getting were from data analysts asking if I was getting calls. I'm like, so I'm paying to get harassed. Like this is, so I cancel those policies. But with the SEO and, the website and stuff, all my work comes from referrals from contractors and developers that I work with. So, and I actually just met with a bunch of commercial real estate agencies last week. So I don't know if
Very
I really
cool.
see any value of this, although I know we set it up for a monthly. So let's take a look
yes.
real quick because this is just analytics. And of course, it's not leading to the kind of work I need. I know I stopped doing single family homes. So private homeowners, I no longer work with. I refuse to actually.
Okay.
So let me go in.
So
can I log in and take a look?
You can't when the account's past due, but I want to explain a couple things to you, okay? You signed up on March 18th on a month-to-month, on February 18th on a month-to-month subscription. The March 18th payment is the one that we're having trouble with. So when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming taking place. So that happened right at the cusp of where this was going to explode and get your phone ringing and bring you tons of work because first page placement typically takes 45 to 60 days. So when you were in the cusp of where it was
chaos. And that's the conversation we had last week or whatever it was.
The thing about it
is, though, the people that are calling me are not clients, right? They're not potential clients. They're mostly data analysts asking if I'm getting any calls. And that is just driving me. It's infuriating me, actually, now. It's happening so often, along with robocalls asking if I want to have my website redesigned or that I'm not ranking number one on Google. Like, none of that matters. I have more than enough work, which I don't have is time and personnel, and most people don't have the funds to actually to be able to do these projects. So,
I get
that's been a problem I've had ever since my practice started getting off the ground when I was downtown 5-6 years ago. So, I feel like I'm not getting the kind of value I need from any of these marketing platforms.
Okay.
So if you're getting the data analyst
calls or whatnot and they're not client calls, I want to let you know that that's not generated by us. Because we have initiated a call tracking number for your campaign, which is 702-702-8339. When people call it, it will forward over to your number, okay? So I don't see any of those types of calls that came through that call tracking number. So what I would suggest is because you're at the cusp of where this is going to explode and do some solid things for your business, we can get that March 18th payment up to speed, but I absolutely don't want you to have another payment in 2 days, right? That's two payments too close together. So what I can do as a courtesy is I can push that next one out 30 days. That way you'll get another full month of service and you'd be paid in full until May 16th. So what happens between now and May 16th is the technicians realize the account is reactivated. They pick up on that programming that was taking place when things, went into suspension. So, like I said, it's always the second month that you see the program pop. So I'm fully confident that you'll be so thrilled, between now and May 16th with the progress and the actual client calls that you're getting, you're probably going to want to keep it. But the good news is if not, no problem. You just call us a couple of days before May 16th and we cancel it out and you wouldn't have any further, payments. But again, nobody cancels on profit, and I don't think you would either. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, that you know, and that's fine. And I'm willing to go ahead and make a payment for at least the first month, because that's what we agreed to. It wasn't on a contract. Mm-hmm. It was a month-to-month service. But I highly doubt that I'm going to keep this service going forward, because it's not going to generate the kind of leads I need. The average person is not shopping for an architect. The calls, the emails I started getting from Angie's were people wanted to design a house in 2 weeks or even a room addition in 2 weeks. And I'm like, it's just not worth my time. Those are not people that I want to deal with. And even the clients that I've been working with, which were mostly contractors that I've met on jobs, Once those guys call me, they're already in trouble. Whereas if I'm working with commercial realtors specifically as my referrals, where I get my leads and referrals from, I'm going to be much better off. So.
Okay. Yeah, we can target that for you by the keywords that we're putting you in. So I'm taking some notes, because how this works different from Angie's is they're a lead generation service. So they will send you typically anything and everything that has to do with architecture, because every time you take a lead, they're charging you for it, right? But with this,
it's clickbait, really. Okay.
Right.
Like I said, I did see that your service was more focused on the construction industry in general. So.
Exactly. We deal with a lot of commercial and industrial businesses.
And of course, I was going to search, sending out the referrals to some of my colleagues and things like that. But then, whether or not they want to take the work and whether or not it's worth my time in order to get time to kick back and stuff. And of course, I was looking at doing starting a construction company, but there's a huge labor shortage in our industry, both on the design side and the build side, which means our value is skyrocketing right now. So.
Yeah. And you're in a booming market for that too, right?
Hasn't everything exploded
in Vegas since the Raiders came there and everything?
Ever since the pandemic, when they were considered as essential services. I was doing mostly bars and restaurants, so I was worried that slowdown was going to hurt my business, but it didn't.
Yeah.
There's just not enough people in our industry. So.
Very cool.
And then, of course, it's a supply and demand kind of thing, so, you know.
Okay. So you focus on commercial realtors, but your bread and butter was bars and what?
Well, so I was doing tenant improvements, but that was the market demand, bars and restaurants. So I was worried that was going to slow down, but I was also doing medical and dental offices, but it hasn't slowed down. The other thing was, like I said, most of my referrals were coming from contractors, but once the contractors contact me because they don't have a permit or they get a notice of violation or stop work order, they're in such a hurry to keep the job moving that it turns into a headache for me. And I'm like, everybody wants everything yesterday. And I'm like, listen, it's going to take me 2 months to get you a permit. And that's if I had nothing on my boards right now, right? So that's kind of the argument I ended up with these contractors. Plus, since they're already, under budgeted their projects, they don't have the funds in order to keep it moving. So I'm to the point where I'm going to actually stop dealing with a lot of my contractor colleagues that I was getting referrals from, because I'm basically taking on their headaches and trying to save them from going under. And that's not a good way to do business. It's just too much stress.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that people contact
you
too
when
they're already
business.
Not having enough time to have it completed. That's crazy. That's unrealistic.
It's just the nature of the business. So.
Yeah.
That's why I had a reset.
I want to make a suggestion for you, Jeff, and this will even save you a little bit of money. Your package is for $299 monthly, but it includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. If you're not wanting to target residential, I really don't think you need that extra batch of ads. So if you wanted me to, I could take those off, and that would lower the subscription to $199 monthly.
Definitely do that, because I hate social media.
Yeah, most of the social media are the residences too. That's why I thought, since you're explaining to me
business
targeting.
And I realize social media turned business into a popularity contest, and it's not. It's about, can you get the work done?
So it's a generation thing,
and it's frustrating. So yeah, right now it's showing that there's an invoice for $200 from
$299, March. But I'm taking the, I'm going to take
it's
off
actually
the Facebook
showing $199.
Ad.
Okay.
Yep, I just removed the Facebook ad. That's why it should show as $199. I was going to tell you if it didn't, you could refresh it and it will then show.
Okay.
But if you're on the dashboard, you can update the payment right there just by clicking on the invoice for the $199 and it will take you to the billing, or you can give me the
what I'm about to do. Okay, let's see, because I also wanted to have you walk me through your portal so I could kind of understand. So
excellent.
Let's see
okay.
if this will process. Specify first and last name or company name only. First and last name is fine, okay? This is my card. Card saved. Billing information updated successfully. Invoice, local bundle. If I updated the info, oh, pay now. Okay, hold on. Let's see if this works. Okay, thanks for your payment. Your browser will be redirected in 654.
Yep, it shows it went through on this end. So that should you back into the dashboard in a moment.
Yep. Okay, so now I'm back on there. Hold on a second. Let me just look at some of this other stuff. Yelp ads, no thanks. We're no longer dealing with them. Okay, so it
while you're
show...
doing that, I'm going to actually I'm going to push that next billing out for you just manually, or else it will create an invoice for 2 days from now. I don't want that to happen.
Okay,
so
I appreciate that.
Right. Of course.
So it says, I'm going to go ahead and look at this dashboard while you're doing that. So,
please, yeah, and then that way if you have any questions, but I'm going to circle back to the dashboard in just 2 seconds. I just want to finish pushing the billing out so that I know that's done. You know how sometimes you say, oh, I'll come back and do that later, and I don't want to risk it. So, okay, it's showing now correctly for May 16th, so that's good. Okay, so now if you're on the dashboard, you see the different sections, 33 results, 4 local leads, 5 listings, 5 Google profile actions, so on and so forth, right?
Yep.
So the local leads, since I don't believe you're doing the website through us, are you? Let me look in the notes.
No, I still have to rebuild my website because it got hacked. But when I click on the second tab in the menu to leads, because it's showing it's populated with a 2. So there's the 2 calls from Local Splash, which is fine. And then there's 2, and this is what really annoys me about online marketing, is there are 2, messages from that are showing up in the lead generation, and it's for Simon Med Imaging asking me, saying that they're recommending a radiology screening. So this is just spam, really. I mean, my ad is for architectural engineering services.
The reason I was asking you if we were doing the site is that if you don't have a site with us, leads or things that are like messages wouldn't show here because we don't have the login to the site if you don't have it through us. So these messages must have been generated through those Facebook ads. So you're not going to get these type of messages anymore now that we took the Facebook ads off. It'll be more actual client calls. However, the one note I see on your account, which is where the technicians kind of left off when it went into suspension, is they put duplicate removal, Google to remove duplicate, see notes. I'm noticing, and you told me initially, oh, I've worked with a couple of SEO companies, right?
No, a lot of them want my business, right? So and I don't know if I mentioned this, so 3 years ago, I had a second break-in in this town, and the first, it turned into identity theft. So I had to relocate.
Oh.
So my cell phones, both of my cell phones were stolen along with my keys from my home office, which is why I finally decided to move. Well, the problem is a lot of my old ads were tied to a commercial property. I was in a commercial live-work condo. So, but because I no longer had my old phones, my old phone number, I was no longer able to verify my identity in order to change my Google listing and my, Bing listing. So my old profiles are still showing, and I also no longer have my, and I no longer have that old phone number. So I don't have the landline or the cell phone. But I also have no way to access those accounts because I can't verify my identity anymore. because I don't have those phone numbers anymore. So people have been trying to reach me to my old phone number, which is what I set my business up, which was 433-6900. I don't have that. Uh-huh. It's a landline through CenturyLink. Cox lost that number. My other cell phone was my old mobile number was 467-1946. That was through Cricket Wireless. That is the number that got stolen, or the phone that was stolen, and I don't have it either. So not having both numbers and not being at that address, I have no way to, like, update that information. So I started a whole new ad campaign on my own. I've got new business cards. I've got new
Makes
flyers.
Makes sense. Okay.
Right? Because I did when I originally started my practice, and it grew organically, right? I thought it might make sense to hire somebody on, and I got talked into working with AdIQ. I didn't like where that was going. I thought your service might be a little better, but I feel like most of this I have to do on my own. My website has been not offline, but it's been inaccessible for over 6 months now. I'm not able to edit it. I was going to rebuild the whole thing. I just haven't had time because I've got so much work on my desk right now. None of this stuff matters anymore. You know, when I was a startup, I had free time to do this stuff, right? Do some marketing and do some advertising and, you know, creating the website and everything. But now that I'm just swamped with work again from clients, that none of this stuff really matters to me.
Got it. Yeah, it still would be nice just because, you know, you're paying us. If we could at least finish cleaning that all up for you, there's no reason, and it will actually hurt your rankings to have duplicates out there. So
right.
I just mentioned it to my verification department, and they said that they're going to get that, those duplicates, you know, merged together with the one that's actually, you know, real.
Okay.
And then moving forward.
Now we're into a private mailbox. And
yeah.
I'm planning on setting up a new office. Yeah, I'm planning on setting up a new office probably over the summer. I'll actually have a real address, you know, but I won't have a concierge desk and a mailbox. So everything is still going to tie to my private mailbox. So I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to set this up, because a lot of the, like, things like the Google, whatever places and Bing for business and everything, you actually have to have a physical address for the building, or for, I'm sorry, for like the business state, Secretary of State and business license, you can use a private mailbox. But in order to do all these things with the search engine, you actually need, because they send you a postcard, right? Microsoft
Not
sends
anymore.
You a postcard, Google sends you, okay.
And then
the verification was like, take a photograph of your store and, you know, and upload it. Well, if it's a mailbox, it's not going to work, right?
Google will reject what's called a PNB address if it's like a mailboxes, et cetera, or UPS store, but you could use like a virtual office address if it's a actual address, right? Like, let's say someone rents out a virtual office.
One of those up, yeah.
You
because
could,
I know the problem
or,
is a lot of stuff I wasn't able to set up with a P.O. box, but I was able to set it with a private mailbox, and I've been doing that for 20 years. Have a private mailbox, because every time you want to move to a new city, it's easier just to send everything, documents and everything, to a private mailbox as opposed to a P.O. box, because P.O. boxes also can't receive packages the way private mailboxes can. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
So officially, legal documents can go to private mailboxes, where postal P.O. boxes don't really work so well. So.
Yeah, I get it. So I just wanted to circle back and address what you said about your website, that you can't get in it to update it. Do you have the credentials for artiszen.com? I know it has the dashes.
Yeah, it's all through Bluehost, but I don't know. I've talked to their tech support several times, and they tried to fix it because it was infected with malware. Their portal's broken. I just haven't had time to go in and work on it. I think I mentioned that I was thinking of just dumping the entire thing, but I wanted to create a new website first that I can then dump the old one and upload the new one, and I just haven't had time. So, because my website is basically like a portfolio, it's a live portfolio, so I update it from every few months.
Yes, good for you. Okay, so If you have the credentials and you want a new site, I could have our technicians build you one. I don't know if you just want to keep the site you have and just update it yourself, but if you want to take that kind of, work off of your plate, we could build a new site on your domain. That's no problem. And then we could take some of the, you don't want to do that or?
No, I mean, that's what I had, that's what I at IQ had offered to do, but I didn't really like where it was going, the direction it was taking. And of course, I want to be able to, my old website was fine. It's just that it's broke right now, right? I'm not able to, go in and edit it through Bluehost portal. So I was thinking of, and I was like, at this point, it doesn't seem like they're going to fix it. I'm not able to fix it because I can't access it properly through their portal. So I was just going to wipe it clean. I mean, it's not like I don't do that with computers all the time, every few years.
If you want to
so
do
I was
that,
just gonna
it's
dump the
yeah.
whole thing and then rebuild a whole new one because the WordPress templates work really well. They're so user friendly. I just haven't had time to do it, and I didn't want to take it down at the moment and just have a coming soon splash page because that's not good enough. And then of course now that I'm running all these different ads right through all the different media, like Yelp and there's Nextdoor and there's a whole bunch of other ones, free advertising, that now I have to maintain all these things, right? And it's just a headache because it doesn't feel like it's going to really generate the kind of work I need, especially when all my work is coming from referrals. So my work has been coming referrals since pretty much about the second or third year of my practice. So, and then, of course, I'm chasing big clients now, as I'm chasing big money projects, right? So commercial realtors and developers and brokers, along with, government and institutional jobs. So, because I'm trying to get in with the school districts and the university, so to land big projects. I just need to build a team first. My bigger problem is that I also can't find qualified people because the younger generation just, I don't know. They want to be rich. They all want to be rich, but they don't want to work. And I think social media and, reality television ruined my generation. Social media has ruined theirs. So.
I have a son like that. He just turned 30 and it's the funniest thing because he works all of these odds and ends jobs, security and driving and all this stuff where people will pay him, $40 an hour plus tips. And I'm like, well, why don't you go out and get like a 40-hour-a-week job and do something like that on the side? And he'll go, oh, well, because I want to get paid X amount and blah. And I tell him, well, you can if you start somewhere at the bottom and work your way up. But what makes you think that you have the value to offer a company to just, hire you off the street at top dollar when you haven't worked there yet? I'm like, you have to be willing to like roll up your sleeves and work. But everybody these days are like so entitled. Not every, but the young people, it's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Generational thing. Because I've even tried to hire interns again now that I'm over by the university. I've interviewed some.
Yeah.
And, they have these resumes and they talk big game and then, they either don't show up when I'm getting ready to give them orientation or when they do show up, I assign them work and the first thing they tell me is, oh, they don't feel qualified to do it. I'm like, well, if you're a fourth year architecture student and you can't do the work I need for you, why would I waste my time?
Yeah.
Like training you and paying you. Like when I know I can, because it's got to get done because there's financial and legal liability. So I'm like, if it doesn't get done, it's my ass. So I can't waste my time. And I've seen all these articles over the past few years on like Inc. Magazine and Fast Company and Forbes that even large corporations that have sort of the budget to hire people, they're hiring these people and they're firing them within a few months because they don't perform.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe
so
it. I see it every day too.
It's problematic.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you grow a business in this, climate, because the economy, as far as the demand is there, the demand is definitely there, but the personnel isn't. And I feel like it's going to keep getting worse. So that's why I'm actually planning to teach in order to help try to recruit, because if I'm going to spend time, I've actually got to build a relationship with these younger people first and see if they can actually do the work. So.
Then once you put your time and energy and resources into training someone that is skilled, you don't want them to just up and leave either, after a couple months. You want them to be able to stick around and, help you as your backbone.
Exactly. This is my life's work. This is my sole source of income now. So I'm not going to jeopardize it again for these
I don't blame
that are,
you.
These young people that are entitled. So anyway, okay, so I'm paid up for now. Right?
Yep,
I did the, whatever.
Yep, and
okay,
the high
and,
I pushed
and then I don't know what I guess our next step is the you know, I mean, I can play around with this a little bit. I've got some, I'm doing actually some correspondence.
The only thing I want you to do,
between
now and when those duplicates all get merged is I want you to start getting some more 5-star ratings on your actual Google listing that's going to stick. So that Google listing is already hyperlinked to this email that I'm going to send you. And it's the coolest thing, Jeff. It'll say, you know, thank you for using Artisan Architecture and Engineering. And if you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And when people click on it, it will automatically take them to the Google page. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out for you to achieve that strong 5-star ranking on Google. So I just sent that to you just so you have it.
Okay.
And since you work with commercial realtors and developers and whatnot, what I would say is, you know, if let's say that you have 20 contacts and you're thinking, oh, I want to send it to all of them, try to send it out in smaller batches. Send out maybe 3 or 4 of them here and 3 or 4 of them there, because that also looks suspicious to an end user. Have you ever seen a Google listing where they have like, you know, 6 5-star ratings that all came in on the 16th, but then nothing since then, and it's like 6 months
Right.
So then people start thinking like, why did this guy get, you know, 6 5-star ratings all back to back and nothing since? So you would be better off if you have some, you know, basic ideas of people that you think would fill it out for you, just kind of send them out in smaller batches so you get a new 5-star here and a new 5-star there. That will help you over time, you know, with your conversion. You know, people will start, you know, seeing just the minute they look up, you know, architecture near me, they'll see that, wow, this is a credible company, and they'll have that, you know, warm, fuzzy feeling in working with you even prior to picking up the phone and calling you. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Okay, so actually, so I guess some good things here. I was on the listings tab of the portal, and I clicked on the Google map. So it does look like you guys did get me listed on Google, so that's good.
Yes,
and it is showing
verified.
The location of the private mailbox. So that is the private mailbox, which is fine. And then the phone number, and it does show a link to my website, which works well enough right now, but I'll fix it here hopefully soon. And then the phone number, so I have 2 mobile numbers. One I've registered as a personal and one I've registered as a business. I put it on business cards. The phone number that it's showing is 702-702-8339. Now, you said that's the call screening number?
Yeah, so that number, when people call it, we have it set up to come to this phone number, the 702-929-9433. So there's 2 benefits to having the call tracking number. Number one is, as you saw in the lead section of the dashboard will store the calls there, and you can listen to them for quality assurance, okay? So far, just because your account is so fresh, it was just me calling you for the payment. So you could still go in and listen to them if you want. But let's say that you're talking to a commercial developer, and you have to go meet them somewhere, and then, you know, after the fact, you're like, darn it, what was that address they gave me again, or something like that? You could go back through the dashboard, and you could listen to the call, and you can retrieve information that will help you.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
The first
so that
benefit.
Is good. So it, things are. So you guys have been doing some. You did get some stuff done, and it's working. So
of course,
I guess the
other
problem is. So that then I guess like I said, the bigger problem I've had, I guess then, is with the duplicate listings, right? So if I go on Bing and search my company name, or if I go on Google and search my company name, it is still showing my old address downtown, and it is still showing an old number, and still showing, yes, and so it's showing my old location. So I feel like that's going to be problematic.
That's what I just
sent
to our verification team.
Okay, so you guys should be able to fix that.
I asked him any info on the duplicate removals and is this verified? And he wrote me back, Google Business Page is verified. The duplicates are still existing. I'm going to report them all again. So I sent him a screenshot. There's four in total. So the 83391 is the call track, and that's the one we're managing. But then there's the other one with the two reviews on it, and then the other one that has no reviews, but that one says Decatur, and then one just says engineering, and it has your phone number, but it's still a duplicate because it has your phone number.
Right.
So he said that he submitted for those to be what they do. What Google does is they'll merge them together with the one that we are managing, and then once they do that, we can go in and delete them for you. So that's what he had just suggested with, you know, he put that through again to remove the duplicates. Sometimes that's a process that takes like up to, you know, 10 or 14 business days, depending on how fast Google responds. But if they respond to us and they need anything of you, we'll reach out to you. Okay. So they'll, you know, they'll say, oh, we need the X, Y, or Z from the client, then we can reach out to you and let you know what they're requesting. If you don't hear from us, then that's good. That means that, you know, Google is just kind of doing it, and we can go in behind the scenes and delete those old ones for you.
Yeah, because it's been like this for now going on 3 years since I abandoned my office, my live-work office downtown, which means I've been missing out on a lot of calls.
I bet.
That people that needed to reach me have an old number that just keeps ringing and ringing. And
that's
so,
it's
the whole thing has been frustrating because you've lost on a lot of opportunity, it's just bad. You know, it actually becomes, you know, puts a negative light on the practice that I built from scratch. So, missed out a lot of big projects over the time. I mean, granted, it was nice to be on sabbatical and do my master's, but at the same time, so I'm just hoping I can get this these two things cleaned up so that people that want to reach me will be able to reach me. So, because the link on your page now does work.
We'll stay on top of it. We'll stay on top of it for sure, and we'll get that, you know, merged. But what I do, want you to know is that having duplicate listings like this is one of the top things that will hurt your rankings with Google. So once we get everything merged and you only have one, even if you get a new office space and you need the address changed, no problem. Let us know. We'll have Google update the address and it all stays on one. But if let's say somebody calls you and they start promising you the moon and the stars and it sounds like a good deal and all of a sudden they're going to create a new Google business page, that's going to throw up another red flag with Google. So don't do that. Okay. When we set these up, we always set the client as the owner and we're the manager, okay? So we're optimizing it so that it'll get, you know, the good results and the keywords that you're requesting, okay? But if you ever stopped working with us, you just, you know, make sure that you call us and you have the login information as the owner so you know what the login is to the Google business page. And then you just remove Local Splash as a manager and you add the new company. That way you're staying within that one Google listing and you're not creating a bunch of duplicates. You know what I mean? Because that does create red flags as far as the search engines are concerned, you know?
All right. Well, you know, now that you've been able to reduce the rate and we see kind of where this is going, I do feel a lot better about it. And we can, you know, continue for now and see how it goes. And then,
I'm glad we talked too. Yeah. Cause
I think
that's not a good feeling if
you're
blindly paying for something, not knowing what it is, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right. And of course, like I said, I had a few bad experiences and things like that. And, you know, there's so many scams and going on right now. And I was just, I do feel much better.
Problem.
So thank you for your time. And then I'm going to be reaching out to a lot of correspondents this week anyway, reaching out to my old clients, kind of seeing where things stand and then kicking off some new projects. So, we'll go from there. And then if I have, I'll probably call you at the end of the month just to do a follow up, just to see how that,
please do,
where we stand on those things. So,
Yep, and that review link I sent you, it's also available to forward via text. So anytime I, you know, send that email, it will automatically send you a text that also has the link in it. So in the event that you have a past client's phone number and you don't have their email, you can still send it to them through the text message, okay?
Okay. And so it would make sense, since I am going to be reaching out to old clients, to send that link along with them and request a...
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, the reason we put you in charge of it rather than us trying to manage it for you is in business, somewhere along the line, there's always going to be that one client that you jump through hoops and you bend backwards for. And no matter what, they're not happy. So be mindful not to send this to someone like that.
Oh, right, right. Okay. Right.
Right.
Right. Okay. And, you know, and I realize that this is kind of a new... Yeah. New meaning in the past 10, 20 years that the way with online businesses and all these different platforms that this actually kind of matters now, right? Like people actually look at this
Absolutely.
Stuff, review the online Absolutely. Reviews, whereas it didn't used to be that way, right? 20, 30 years ago, it wasn't like that. So.
Yeah, I know. 20, 30 years ago, people would use the yellow pages and they would want to get right. listed alphabetically with an A in their name. So
right.
they came in first and that was it.
Right. So it has
right.
changed. So. All right. Well, I appreciate your time. And then, I'll just do a follow-up. Either you can contact me or I'll contact you, I guess, at the end of the month, so in 2 weeks, and then we can just do a follow-up and see if we can make any progress.
Yep.
Hopefully, I've got a chance to get in and do a little bit of work on my website, too. I might end up doing that this weekend.
Yeah, I think that would help you too. I think, you know, do spoof it up a little bit because, you know, it just makes you look a little bit more credible, you know, as, you know, the website gets updated. You know, sometimes people have old content on their sites, which is fine.
Right.
It'll do the job. But, you know, I always tell people the more proactive you are with your sites, the better results that you'll get, you know. And even
right.
if you don't have time to spend hours on it, if you have time to go in for 10 minutes here and there and, you know, put in a new before and after photo or something like that, even little things like that will help you. You know what I mean?
Right. All right.
Yep.
Well, great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome.
Thanks.
Well, I enjoyed talking
to you.
You're welcome, Jeff. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.